Okay, I'm now joined by Greg Grouse. He's chairman of Smithfield and Stonybatter Business Association. He's going to tell us all about the food festival this coming weekend in Smithfield and Stonybatter. Good afternoon to you, Greg, and how are you keeping? Hello, Greg. Oh, yeah, I've got you now. Yeah. Something went wrong there, and it was our aunt, so I apologise for that.
No problem.
Thanks very much for joining us. It's great to have you, and hope you're keeping well there.
Yeah, great, thanks. And thank you for having us on.
You're most welcome. So, Greg, the festival begins tomorrow, and continues until
tomorrow
Sunday.
Night, and it runs across the weekend, Johnny, right up to Sunday.
Yeah, so tell us all about it.
We've different events on right across the weekend. There's anything on up to 30 to 40 businesses taking part, from a complete spectrum of different businesses, whether it's business, a cafe, whether it's restaurants, classy pubs in the Stonybatter, Smithfield area. But there's promotions right across all retail stores, Johnny, across the weekend. And one of the special features that we've just realised this week is that the old Jemison Tower has reopened. And this is going to be renamed the Jemison Plaza Viewing Platform. And that viewing platform has been reopened for viewing for all the families, kids and families, at a price of €2 each, which is a great price this weekend. And then we have a busker festival on the Sunday, open from 11 to 5 o'clock. We've up to 20 buskers playing in the square on Saturday, and we're going to have food tastings, different gazebos across the square, and then we're going to have demonstrations on every hour from different suppliers, tasting different international foods and Irish foods. And then on the Sunday night, we'll finish up with a little bit of entertainment in the various pubs and clubs across the district.
Yeah, all sounds wonderful. Tell us just a little bit more about the Busker Fla happening on Sunday. What kind of artists or musicians should we expect?
Yeah, well, look, the event management company Limelight has interviewed the best part and heard the best part of 60 buskers, and they've picked the best 20. And they're going to play across the afternoon. And the successful act will win a paid slot in Whelan's, as well as a free recording session at Windmill Lane Studios, valued at €1,000. And that'll be with a professional sound engineer, and we'll leave a digital copy of their recordings.
Excellent. All sounds wonderful. And I presume we should recommend to any listener out there who's thinking of going, make sure you're hungry before you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of food tasting and a lot of food available.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of tasting taking place. On Saturday afternoon, the Little Italy will have a 2 o'clock wine and beer tasting and food tasting, and you can buy a ticket for €5, and that should be a nice afternoon. And then in Fresh Supermarket at the top of the square, there's going to be up to 20 different suppliers tasting their own foods across the board. So we're looking forward to that.
Absolutely. When was the first food festival held at Smithfield?
The first food festival was held 4 years ago. The food festival is 4 years old, Johnny, and the Busker Festival is 3 years old. But you know, the historic part of Dublin has always had a close association with the food and drink industry, from the cattle markets of Stonybatter down to the fruit and veg markets of Smithfield and up to the world-class Jemison Distillery. And there's a lot of new restaurants and local bars now here. In fact, it's been so successful, the area, there's no building now for renting or for leasing in the area. It's completely full.
All right.
So we're very excited to bring the food festival back after the fourth year.
Yeah, sounds wonderful. And what kind of turnout did you have last year, roughly?
We're hoping for maybe 3,000, 2,000 to 3,000, weather permitting. Now, we believe the weather is looking very promising, Johnny, so we're getting excited about that. And we're maybe talking about anywhere up to 5,000 across the whole weekend.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay, Greg, anything else you'd like to add before we finish up?
No, just to welcome everybody down and just to thank the sponsors, Jemison Fresh and Spade Enterprises. Spade Enterprises are local, producing Irish artisan companies here and producing Irish produce here beside us in the square, and they'll be tasting on the day as well.
Right.
So we're looking forward to it.
Excellent. Greg, thanks again for joining us. Good luck with the food festival and the FLA as well, and all the very best. Take care and have a great day and a wonderful weekend.
Great. Thank you very much, Johnny. Thank you.
You're most welcome. All the best now. That was Greg Grouse. He's chairman of Smithfield and Stonybatter Business Association. He was talking about their food festival this coming weekend in that area, Smithfield and Stonybatter.